Festive in the Publix Holiday Headquarters studio at WSB.
This is News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. And this is Atlanta. The food, the wine, the entertainment, the lifestyle. This is Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living.
Sponsored by Inc. Realty. When it's time for your next move, choose Guaranteed.
And welcome back to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton, and a happy New Year's Eve. I couldn't be more ready to kick a year to the curb than I am this year. Let's ring in 2017. It couldn't get here fast enough. And the weather's kind of dreary, but we're making it all warm and festive here in the studio. We're talking about bubbly, and a little champagne is how you need to toast in 2017. So I may have tonight a couple of glasses so I can ensure that 2017 is going to be good.
So we're thrilled to talk about a couple of my favorite bottles. It is that day of the year probably most associated with sparkling wine.
Is this the day of the year that most sparkling wine or champagne is sold?
It is, for sure. This whole week leading up to New Year's is the week of the year that we sell the most sparkling wine. That said, I really think everybody should drink more bubbles all year round because it's such a great palate cleanser. You don't have to worry about food pairing as much.
Yeah, my palate feels so cleansed.
I've been giving Belinda some bubbly. It's my fault.
And that would be the voice of Craig Torres. He's the owner of Hop City, Marietta, and Krog Street.
Yes, so Marietta and Howl Mill, so over in West Midtown, right next to Five Seasons and across the street from Octane. And then, of course,
I'm a frequent shopper there.
Thank you. And then, of course, over at Krog Street Market over in Inman Park, where we're having a great time over there. We've been there a little over two years now.
But if you are a beer and wine connoisseur, the Marietta location is kind of like, it's a boutique of beer and wine.
Yes, we have. That particular location for eight straight years has been recognized as the top, seven straight years, I should say, the top provider of beer and beer specifically east of the Mississippi, according to Rate Beer Magazine. We routinely win Best of Atlanta in a variety of publications. We are thrilled to be part of the community.
If you can't find it there, you just don't need to drink it.
That's what I like to think.
Yeah. Okay, so what did you bring that's on your list of favorite bubblies?
Yes, so there's a couple of things that I love to recommend to people this time of year, you don't have to spend a ton of money to drink good bubbly. So in the under $10 category, I think my favorite is going to be from Dibon. It is a Spanish-style cava. Well, Spanish-style is from Spain. It's a cava. That's what we call bubbly from Spain. And it's $9.99 at Hop City. It's
cava.
Me too. It's a nice, dry, easy drinking, not going to give you a hangover kind of thing. Well, depending on how much you drink, of course. And it's just something I love to recommend to people. If you're going to go up a hair in price, that La Marca I mentioned before the break, that's a Prosecco from Italy. Again, it's maybe a hair sweeter than the Dibon, but it's definitely on the drier side relative to some of the bubbly you seem to find out there this time of year. And the one we're drinking now is actually an American sparkling wine from Gruet. Of all places, it's from New Mexico. And you think, why in New Mexico?
Right.
The climate happens to be ideal. It's actually almost identical to the climate in the Champagne region of France. And frankly, if it was...
It's delicious.
Oh, it's so good. It's a Brut style bubbly. They do a Blanc de Blanc as well. So it's going to be fairly dry and really tight, fine bubbles. I just think it's an amazing, it's probably my favorite under $20 American-made bubbly, $15.99 at Hop City.
And the reason that I really like a Brut is that it's drier, less sweet, less hangover.
Right. Now, and again, I hate to get stuck on the hangover part. But,
and less calories.
It is because it has less residual sugar. It does have slightly higher alcohol content. But
not that, you know, really at this point, counting calories, please.
Exactly. I think that's overrated. But again, because it has less residual sugar, it does present drier. And
right.
Anyway, it's amazing. And again, under $20. Some of my other favorites, the Navarón is a cava from Spain, $15.99. Mm-hmm. I think that one is way over delivers for the money. I mean, it should be way more expensive anywhere else in the world. If you prefer your sparkling rosé colored, we have a neat one and also a little sweeter, the Chabubbles.
Chabubbles.
It's SH apostrophe bubbles. It is a rosé sparkling from California, $21.99. It is a little bit sweeter, even relative to other rosés, rosé sparklings. It is but it's also super delicious. I really like it. And lastly, Spain. France. If you're going to go to a French sparkling, the Gerard Bertrand, $14.99. It is a rosé. It's a Cremant. So Cremant is one from one of eight regions in Spain that isn't Champagne. It's really good.
Okay, it's all about your taste, and let's find out your taste right now. Going to our Jedi, and we're going to find out how you take your coffee or tea in the morning, and he's going to pick out the best bottle of wine or champagne for you. We're going to start with Marie in Kennesaw. Hey, good afternoon, Marie. How are you? You're on WSB Radio.
Doing well, trying to stay dry.
I know.
To all of you, and I ditto everything you say about ending this year.
You know, I got a divorce this year, and I just want this year to go away and start 2017 anew.
I hear the heart, and I can identify.
Thank you. Okay, let's find out what that perfect bottle of wine or champagne is for you.
Okay, I like black smooth coffee.
Okay. Is there such a thing?
Well, I was actually going to get some clarification on that. When you say smooth, do you normally put sugar in it to get that smoothness? Or
no, it depends on the brand of coffee. The ultimate, when my budget and the accessibility, is the authentic Blue Mountain Jamaican.
Oh, that's such a great coffee. And yes, it does actually have a little bit of roundness to it that you don't always see in, say, a Colombian.
Yes.
That said, because you take your coffee black, I think you actually have a decent amount of tannic tolerance. So it's a fancy way of saying you like a little bit of aggressiveness in your wine. You just want it to finish really smooth. So the grape for you is definitely the Shiraz. Shiraz, depending on what part of the world you're from. So it tends to have this big, deep, almost, if purple could have a flavor, it's purple in the middle. So big, deep roastiness in the middle, but it finishes super smooth. So I think that's really, you see them frequently from Australia, and there's a number of them from Australia that I think you'd really like.
Well, that's interesting. I've never tried a Shiraz, a particular brand.
I like the Petit a lot. I know I've mentioned that on the radio before. That's actually a California Shiraz. It's actually a Petit Syrah and Petit Verdot blend, and that's why it's called Petit. But it tends to be humongous in the middle, but it just runs right off the palate at the end. I think you're really going to dig it.
Wow, I appreciate that. I may make that stop on the way home.
Yeah, Michael David is the producer. So that's the winemaker, Michael David, and then Petit is the actual bottle.
Well, thank you, and I hope all of you have a wonderful, healthy, and happy 2017.
And back
too,
at you. Thank you, Marie.
Thank you so much. Okay, let's go back to the phone lines and go to Marlene in Atlanta. Marlene, how do you take your coffee or tea in the morning or at night?
I'm a tea drinker, and I love Earl Grey with a touch of milk or fat-free half and half and half sweet and low.
Very nice. So you tend to gravitate towards white wines?
Yes, definitely.
Excellent.
You're very good. and my middle name is Bubbles.
Oh, it is not.
Are you serious?
Oh,
I'm serious.
Well, you definitely need to open a bottle of sparkling, certainly for the new year. So someone who likes Earl Grey tends to like a little bit of herbal, sort of, we'll call it, herbal is probably the right way to put it. So a Pinot Gris would be your favorite thing in the whole world, I would imagine. And you would definitely like Oregonian Pinot Gris because they tend to present with a little bit of additional sugar.
Okay, yeah, I love that. Yeah.
Yes. So excellent. So I'm thinking Willamette Valley, really any Willamette Valley Pinot Gris should make you super happy. I'm fond of the Underwood. If you're looking for just an inexpensive under $15 bottle, Underwood Pinot Gris tends to have that little bit of extra sugar that you're really going to dig. At the same time, it is interesting, and it's not just all about the sweetness.
Okay, I'm writing that down.
Underwood Pinot Gris.
Wonderful. Thank you for talking to me, and Happy New Year to all of you.
Happy New Year to you, Marlene, and good luck with that bottle of wine. Thank you so much. All right, Miss Karen and Canton, let's see if we can figure you out with this crazy combination here. You're on WSB. How are you?
I'm doing very well, thank you. So I like coffee that's not really a dark roast, more of a medium roast, and I tend to put coconut-flavored creamer in it. So I like it a little bit sweet, not overly sweet, and then, kind of, I don't know, that tropical flavor of coconut is my thing.
Very nice. I don't know if I have an off-the-cuff answer for you. That's a fantastic choice.
She drinks a Samoa Girl Scout cookie every morning.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yes.
So I think that leaves you with a relatively flexible palate. You could go white or red. I hate to say it. The first thing that, well, I don't hate to say it because I think really we need to drink more rosé all the time. But the first thing that comes to mind is something that kind of rides the fence, if you will. Rosé wine would be a big hit for you. Do you do a lot of rosés?
Actually, no. I've never really been a big rosé person.
All right. You want to explore maybe the drier side of rosé in particular. So off the top of my head, I would say, gosh.
Oh, you lost it off the top of your head.
I know. I don't know what happened there. Oh, you know what? That would come to mind is that the Tremens rosé is really great. It's a Provence rosé. It features the Cinsault grape, which is kind of a sweeter grape that you find in rosé, but at the same time, because of the way it's finished, it does not present sweet at all. It's only $14.99, but it's called Tremens, T-R-I-E-M-E-N. T-R-I-E-M-E-S is what I'm trying to say.
Got
it. It is a French rosé, and it should be, whether it's at Hop City or elsewhere, somewhere under $15. And I just love it, and I think it would really work well for somebody who likes a little bit of coconut flavor in their coffee.
Sounds like a winner to me. Thank you so much for the recommendation.
My pleasure.
All right. I can't wait to see how these turn out. I hope they go to WSB Belinda and, BelindaSkelton.com is my website, or WSB Belinda on Twitter, and let me know how close you came, Wine Jedi.
Well, I will say that one was a tough one. That was one of the harder calls.
All right. You've been listening to Atlanta Living only on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. Depend on it.
Now back to Belinda Skelton.
Thank you, Scott. And stay tuned after Atlanta Living at 2:30. We're going to squeeze in a little Clark Howard with a year roundtable and a year-end wrap-up. So that'll be at 2:30. But right now I'm speaking with Craig Torres with Hop City. And Craig's got a little insight on what's coming up this year.
Well, actually, we're going to wrap up what happened in 2016. We saw a couple of really fun wine trends. The first of those being canned wines.
What?
Yes. I brought one here into studio now. So
let me see the front.
There it is.
All Joy, All Lloyd.
It's alloy. Alloy wines.
I'd rather have All Joy.
Well, All Joy. We all deserve a little All Joy. But we've seen a tremendous increase in both the production of and the interest in canned wines. Underwood, which we actually mentioned in the last segment, they make a canned wine, a Pinot Gris and a Pinot Noir. Alloy, as I have here in the studio, they do a Rosé and a Pinot Noir and Jackhammer. But there's tons of others, but those are my three favorites. I cannot believe the amount that we started to carry and sold, and it continues.
How does it keep?
Oh, it keeps, once you open the can, of course, it does not. But
Okay.
But they make them in smaller, they don't make them in 750 milliliter bottles. Typically, the cans come in either 12 ounces or 16 ounces, which is either two or three glasses of wine.
Perfect.
Yeah, it's kind of so you were asking about smaller?
That's my answer.
Your 12-ounce can of wine is your new answer. But it's classy, I promise.
I was going to say, you can't hide class, can you?
No, I you were going there. They coat the inside of these cans with a little bit of soy, so it keeps the wine from tasting metallic.
Uh-huh.
I honestly cannot distinguish a canned wine poured into a glass from a bottle. So I highly recommend canned wines if you haven't tried them. Rosés, I have seen rosé sales doubled this year, and they doubled the year before. So
they're making a comeback.
I mean, they're here. They have come back.
Okay, can I throw you just for a loop?
Yes.
On our Jedi,
please.
Okay, here we go. Got to make this quick. Julie and Marietta, please throw my Jedi for a loop on how you take your tea and see if he can find a bottle of wine for you.
Okay. I like iced tea in the morning. I'm not a coffee drinker. And I like blackberry sage iced tea with no sweetener.
Oh my goodness! So that is I don't think I've ever been asked that question before. So you love fruitiness, but you also love a little bit of tart to your fruitiness.
Yes.
So I might recommend Actually, you're going to laugh, but there's a recent trend, which actually works out really well for this little segment. Pet Nat wines, or Petulant Natural. It's a really herbal, sort of a throwback wine, but it's a style that they kind of unferment. They don't fully ferment the wine before they put it in the bottles. But it really, it's super herbal, and I it reminds me of a Saison on the beer side. But the Mainklang foam would be my favorite recommendation for you. It's from Austria. It's a little expensive, $27.99, but it is absolutely 100% blackberry sage in a bottle, and you have to try it.
Cool. Is it, so it's a red wine?
It's a white wine. Well, it's a rosé, really. It's kind of cloudy. It's a, they're fun, weird wines that you're going to freak out when you try it, but by the third sip, you're going to not want anything else in your whole life.
Got it.
All right. Sounds good. Well, thank you so much, everyone that called in, and Craig Torres with Hop City, thank you for joining us, and congratulations on your success and your future success.
Well, thank you.
And Clark Howard is standing by to give you some tips on what's coming up down the road. Stay tuned. More coming up.